I'm stood in a campsite with Adrian Story. We're not camping. I'm just passing through. This is where we part company. Adrian, how long have we been walking together this morning?
Well, I joined you about 7, and it's now 12-ish. So I'm guessing, well, we didn't walk for all of that, obviously, but I think walking, actual walking time, probably 3 hours.
You've encouraged me to have a couple of breaks, which is nice, just by finding nice spots. I would obviously power through, you see.
No. Yeah, I've been slowing you down the whole way. I realise that now.
I think you'll slow down enough for your bike. Pushing it, not riding it, this is just the return ticket for you. And you'll be heading from here back into Huntingdon. Where are we at the moment?
We are in Houghton, or Houghton, depending on your proclivities and which way you'd like to pronounce it.
You being more local than me, you say Houghton.
Yeah, I say Houghton, yeah.
Is that because other people say that, or that's just your...
I think it's just because it was what I grew up hearing, maybe.
Ah, okay. And I've never seen this place, and it's only X amount of miles away from where I live. It's localish, and there's people playing on what looks like a beach in the water, with you tutting a little bit in the background.
Well, a little bit of tutting, just I'm not sure that water's clean enough for children. As they're not, you know, I'm all for culling of children, just not like that.
What have we passed on the way? I mean, this is, if you're following the hashtag... hashtag River Rome. It sounds gentle, passive, almost like a stroll along a riverbank. But it's not all. It's not a walk in the park.
No, we've seen large bulls. There was a very nettly section there.
Death Valley.
Me getting a stung on the knuckle, which, as I'm sure you'll be aware, is not the nicest place to be stung by a nettle.
Both in shorts as well, so that took a bit of navigating.
Yes, and private lakes with signs also in Polish telling people there was a £2,000 fine if they went into that area.
To fish or otherwise.
But no, generally speaking, it's been bloody light. It was particularly lovely very early this morning with the light
and the mist
and just no one really about, the odd person walking a dog. But yes, very, very pleasant. I've lived around here, you know, I grew up around here, and I've been to places today that I've never been. Amazing.
Yeah. It is amazing. When you're walking along this wide open valley surrounded by trees and water, you cannot see a brick or a pylon, and then you okay, where the hell am I? You look at the map, and just the other side of those trees is civilization.
Yeah, no, it's really crazy. And they're obviously, you know, I'd seen it from the civilization side and just seen a field and not really realised that there was even a public footpath that you could follow through there, and it was beautiful.
We are genuinely very lucky where we live. A short walk of not 4 hours or 5 hours can get you into the countryside really easily, or a bike ride. So I'm continuing on from here. I should be in St Ives by pub o'clock. This is just a stroll for me. It's been so much fun sharing moments, capturing, and just enjoying the countryside, especially with Adrian, who brought coffee and battery power so that I didn't have to dip into my own, and water, may I add, like a support vehicle.
Yes. Like a support vehicle. Usually the support vehicle isn't a bicycle. But yes, I'm glad. Well, it's good to help. I'm really glad I did it this morning, because I wouldn't have come out on my own and walked that path at 7 a.m. But it was a pleasure, a real pleasure.
Yeah, thanks so much. I'm hoping I can power through and continue. You've given me some brilliant advice a minute ago. We stopped for an ice cream and not a beer, because you said if you start drinking now, you might not make it till 8 o'clock.
I think it's true. I would wait at least until you've had some proper food as well.
Yeah, there is the ice cream is coursing through my veins. That's going to power me into St Ives, where I will snack down on maybe some pub grub. Maybe if you're listening to this, you can recommend a pub in St Ives. Don't do it if it's not within the next hour or so. Forget I just said that. I will discover. The internet will tell me somehow. Adrian, what are you going to be doing for the rest of this bank holiday Monday?
Well, I'm going to go home and immerse myself in After Effects, because I have a little thing I need to finish. And then I would imagine there'll be some drinking of the chilled Riesling in the fridge.
Yeah, maybe after 8 o'clock, just in case I need a lift.
Yeah, okay.
Wait till sunset.
I can have one glass before 8, surely. Yeah, I can still drive after one glass.
And then maybe we can go to the pub.
Yeah, that's I like that plan. I like that plan a lot.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Speak to you later.
Yep.